15 by William Stafford.
South of the bridge on 17th, I found back of the willows one summer day a motorcycle with engine running as it lay on its side, ticking over slowly in the high grass. I was 15. I admired all that pulsing gleam, the shiny flanks, the demure headlights fringed where it lay. I led it gently to the road and stood with that companion, ready and friendly. I was 15. We could find the end of a road, meet the sky on out 17th. I thought about hills, and patting the handle got back a confident opinion. On the bridge, we indulged a forward feeling, a tremble. I was 15. Thinking, back farther in the grass, I found the owner just coming to, where he had flipped over the rail. He had blood on his hand, was pale. I helped him walk to his machine. He ran his hand over it, called me good man, roared away. I stood there, 15.
A Summer Morning by Richard Wilbur. Her young employers, having got in late from seeing friends in town and scraped the right front fender on the gate, will not, the cook expects, be coming down. She makes a quiet breakfast for herself. The coffee pot is bright, the jelly where it should be on the shelf. She breaks an egg into the morning light, then, with the bread knife lifted, stands and hears the sweet, efficient sounds of thrush and catbird, and the snip of shears where, in the terraced backward of the grounds, a gardener works before the heat of day. He straightens for a view of the big house ascending stony gray out of his beds, mosaic with the dew. His young employers having got in late, he and the cook alone receive the morning on their old estate, possessing what the owners can but own. The Caterpillar by Miller Williams.
Today, on the lip of a bowl in the backyard, we watched a caterpillar caught in the circle of his larval assumptions. My daughter counted 27 times he went around before rolling back and laughing, "I'm a caterpillar, look." She left him measuring out his slow green way to some place there must have been a picture of inside him. After supper, coming from putting the car up, we stopped to look, figured he crossed the yard once every hour, and left him when we went to bed, wrinkling no closer to my landlord's leaves than when he somehow fell to his private circle. Later, I followed bare feet and door clicks of my daughter to the yard, the bowl a milk-white moonlight eye in the black grass. It died. I said, "Honey, they don't live very long." In bed again, recovered and re-kissed, she locked her arms and mumbling love to mine, until turning she slipped into the deep bone-bottomed dish of sleep. Stumbling drunk around the rim, I hold the words she said to me across the dark. I think he thought he was going in a straight line.
The Meadow Mouse by Theodore Retke.
In a shoebox, stuffed in an old nylon stocking, sleeps the baby mouse I found in the meadow, where he trembled and shook beneath a stick, till I caught him up by the tail and brought him in, cradled in my hand. A little Quaker, the whole body of him trembling, his absurd whiskers sticking out like a cartoon mouse, his feet like small leaves, little lizard feet, whitish and spread wide when he tried to struggle away, wriggling like a minuscule puppy. Now he's eaten his three kinds of cheese and drunk from his bottle cap watering trough. So much he just lies in one corner, his tail curled under him, his belly big as his head, his bat-like ears twitching, tilting toward the least sound. Do I imagine he no longer trembles when I come close to him? He seems no longer to tremble. But this morning the shoebox house on the back porch is empty. Where is he gone, my meadow mouse, my thumb of a child that nuzzled in my palm? To run under the hawk's wing, under the eye of the great owl watching from the elm tree, to live by courtesy of the shrike, the snake, the tomcat. I think of the nestling fallen into the deep grass, the turtle gasping in the dusty rubble of the highway, the paralytic stunned in the tub and the water rising. All things innocent, hapless, forsaken.
A Blessing by James Wright.
Just off the highway to Rochester, Minnesota, twilight bounds softly forth on the grass, and the eyes of those two Indian ponies darken with kindness. They have come gladly out of the willows to welcome my friend and me. We step over the barbed wire into the pasture where they have been grazing all day alone. They ripple tensely. They can hardly contain their happiness that we have come. They bow shyly as wet swans. They love each other. There is no loneliness like theirs. At home once more, they begin munching the young tufts of spring in the darkness. I would like to hold the slenderer one in my arms, for she has walked over to me and nuzzled my left hand. She is black and white. Her mane falls wild on her forehead, and the light breeze moves me to caress her long ear that is delicate as the skin over a girl's wrist. Suddenly I realize that if I stepped out of my body, I would break into blossom.